Badger Village was the housing complex put together during World War II to take care of the munitions workers that were then employed across the road in the Badger Ordnance Works. And there, I think the chief thing they did was to make powder for the war effort. Now, when the war was suddenly at an end, understandably, the need for more and more powder was reduced drastically. And so Uncle Sam found itself with these Badger Village lean-tos and, I shouldn't say lean-tos, it was not the best of housing, as you can imagine, and put up for the emergency of the war years. But these were suddenly now vacant, and the university discovered this or knew this and got together with the federal people and the people in charge of that operation up there. And I think it was on the basis of a contract between a Olin Matheson powder company, for example, and Uncle Sam. And so the university then, whichever way it went, either through Olin Matheson or through Uncle Sam directly, got a hold of those apartments and trailer. Most of it was trailer type housing, and rented it out from Olin Matheson or the federal government, and in turn rented to the students who had children, because that was our crying need to take care of the more than two-sized family among our student population. And so I think at high tide there must have been at least 700 to 800 student families living up there.